Hello lovely people, and welcome back to the Autumn Witch Podcast. My name is Jo, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of updated information. These next three podcasts are audio files from YouTube videos from my YouTube channel. And the audio files have come up pretty well, but I just wanted to let you know that there will be perhaps a little bit of outside noise, and I am obviously talking to camera, so I may say things about what's going on around about in the outside. But largely, the next three topics are pretty important ones, and I wanted to convert them over to podcast two. So I hope everybody is well, and without any further waffle from me, hello lovelies, so I am back. And this week's video is kind of, has been scheduled in my brain, and I've been thinking about it for a while and trying to get clear what I want to get out there. So this will be interesting. It may be something of a waffle. There's so many thoughts in my mind that I've written notes. So if you see me bobbing up and down, it's because I've got all kinds of bits and pieces written down and laid out. And I don't like to script my videos because I think that kind of loses a little bit of the, you know, intuitive words that tend to fall out of my mouth in amongst all the waffle, but we'll see. So I was going to do more of a kind of a fun, and it hasn't turned out that way at all. I was going to do more of a fun kind of vlog this week and talk about, you know, indigo children, star seeds and witches and kind of what we are, and just give kind of basic definitions as a kind of a light-hearted, more informative vlog, but it hasn't turned out that way. So I do want to talk about, you know, these headings that we come under. What are we? What do they mean? But also, I've kind of gone in down a rabbit hole. So let's just see where we go. So let's talk about all the different labels that we within the spiritual community apply to ourselves. Whether that be light worker, star seed, indigo child, witch, Wiccan, Reiki master, all the things. Let's try and talk about them. So any questions or anything I miss, do leave comments down below and let's see where we go. So let's start with indigo children. I'm going to give you a quick flyby of a few things and then have more of a chat, okay? So indigo children, or crystal or star children, are often thought to have been born in the 70s. They are souls who are on a total journey to raise the vibration and spiritually awaken humanity. One of the finer points of the indigo characteristic is that they are absolutely truth bound. Indigos are black and white about truth. The whole part of their makeup, if you like, is to expose dishonesty. And that is one of those things that always kind of sits with me about most indigo children coming from the 70s. As a child of the 70s myself, you can really see that dividing line between the populace and how we vote, how we think politically, how kind of like, you know, we are the Gen Xers, aren't we, coming out of the 70s? And you look at the way that, for the most part, the Generation X, look at how we parent. And there's definitely I would say, a one half of that generation that is indigo and one half of that generation that isn't. You know, you're those that kind of vote, I would say, a lot more left-wing, a lot more liberal, that have a lot more affinity with the earth and suffering of others and how real oversensitivity to the pain of their children. Lots of things with indigos. So indigos. Two, light workers. What is a light worker? Really simply, a light worker is a person whose fundamental purpose in life is to help others. They are literally a beacon in the darkness of people who are suffering. Okay, so that's those two. So I know that that's well out of the way. Okay, let me readjust my notes to make sure I know where I'm going. Now, let's talk about star seeds. Okay, and I know that I've had conversations with people who can feel slightly nervous, if you like. I think that let's hope that that's a good description of what it is. They can feel slightly nervous talking about star seeds because it can seem, it can seem quite fantastical. So let's just have a look and you can make of it what you will. Star seeds are believed to have originated from other worlds. I always think of a star seed as being kind of the cosmos, traveling through galaxies as the wheel of time turns. Star seeds most commonly feel a connection to the stars and a sense of certainty that they come from somewhere else, that they don't belong here, that there's a sense of longing for them to go home. There are at least seven, let me put my pen down for this one, there are at least seven different, air quotes, races within the starseed, under the starseed heading, and they have come from different planets and constellations out there within the universe. Now, depending on your research, the opinions of your friends, or what you've been told by your guides, and so on, the most common opinion is that light workers, indigo children, star children, crystal children, all kind of come under the starseed heading as souls who are here to help the earth heal and humanity to heal and raise the vibration. Okay. But it is also worth saying at this point that not all souls, no matter where they come from, where they originated from, are here to help and do good. There are, pretty much rotten to the core through and through humans running around on this planet. And I'm fairly sure there are rotten to the core other souls running around on this planet, doing things for their own means, mass and opportunity, as is the same as humanity. We just have to, raise our vibration that little bit higher and kind of, raise our light and do all the things that we can do. So now let's talk about witches and Wiccans. Okay. So I said this was going to be a flyby, didn't I? Right. Okay. A Wiccan is a person who lives by the religious beliefs of the Wiccan religion. The Wiccan person will practice ceremonial magic and worship a god and a goddess, except those in the Dianic branch of the Wiccan religion. But I'm not going to get tied up on that because this is about lots of different spiritual people. A witch is a person who practices witchcraft. A Wiccan can be a witch and a Wiccan, and they will practice the ceremonial magic of their religious path and spellcraft, witchcraft magic. But not all witches are Wiccan. Witches come from all over and can be all marks of denominations. Now, Wiccans and most witches are on a nature-bound path and feel an affinity with the earth. Witches can be starseeds, and starseeds can be Wiccan, and Wiccans and starseeds and witches can all be the same, come under those mix of headings. I told you I had to write this down, didn't I? However, this is where we get to the point, and I'd be interested on your opinion. However, it is my understanding that in the beginning, I don't want to say in the beginning of time, but in the beginning, witches were originally earth souls and star seeds were cosmos souls. And I believe we were fundamentally separate. Naturally, there has been crossover as time has gone by and we've reincarnated and come back round again and there's been a meld. But I've always had a sense of certainty that we, the witches, were earth souls trying to bring change and help humanity and, raise the vibration. And that this is really what kind of caught the eye of the starseed that made other souls living outside of Earth looking in realize that the Earth wasn't finished, that we weren't done, that humanity wasn't completely wasted. And it's one of those things that I kind of always find it feels so wrong within the spiritual community when you see kind of nitpicking, bitchy judgment underneath the different umbrellas with people pointing the finger at each other. And I just kind of think, God, we've got so much more important work to do without cross bickering amongst ourselves, you know. So it depends on what your understanding is, or kind of what your intuitive sense of certainties are surrounding these headings. There are lots and lots of headings that are labels that we can apply to ourselves. So, and I have this discussion with my son. I've had it a few times with my son where he'll say to me about some of his friends, and he'll say that they are whatever type of person, that they are whatever kind of denomination, that they are whatever kind of sexuality, that they are whatever. And it does seem to me that this younger generation, these kind of millennials, I don't know if they need or if they want a label, to be able to apply a label to themselves so that they can feel like they belong, so that they can feel like they identify with something. But I always say it's one of those things to my son. I don't walk up to somebody and say, I am Joe, I am white, I am heterosexual, I am homosexual, I am whatever. I am a vegetarian, I am not a vegetarian, I just tend to meet people and just say I'm Joe. And then as we go along, you kind of find out the things about me as we go. And you either like those things about me or you don't. And I'm very much that way when I meet people. You know, you are who you are. And I think we're really caught up on labels. And it's the same within the spiritual community. And I was looking when I was trying to make this video, I was doing a little bit of research just to make sure I had all my thoughts in order and that I wasn't going to be kind of controversial. And I do find that that's a constant worry in my mind, where I think, oh, I don't want to be controversial when I make these videos. And I don't. But I'm also thinking, well, you know what, if I say something and it is controversial, as long as I'm not hurting anyone, controversy gives us something to talk about. So I don't want to go out of my way to, you know, rattle the cages. But it's also, labels to me is really something that's kind of rolling around in my mind at the moment. It seems that within the spiritual community and within the kind of broader world at large, we are really searching for labels to apply to ourselves. Whether or not we want to introduce ourselves and fling these labels at people to try and set them off, or whether we want to have a couple of quick, succinct labels that we can give to people quickly so they get an idea about who we are, or whether we have a label that we apply to ourselves that makes us feel like we're connected to a community, I don't know. But it's the same with inside of the spiritual community. You can be a starseed, you can be a witch, you can be a Wiccan, you can be an indigo child, you can be a crystal child. With inside the starseed, you can be Arcturian, you can be Palladian, you can be a Dianic witch, you can be a Gardnerian witch, you can... There are so many different labels, and within those labels come subheadings. I had someone say to me the other day about Reiki being an old form of energy healing. It's so third dimensional. And I just kind of thought, is it third dimensional? Or if it manages to help someone, isn't that enough? And I find that I'm getting quite pissed off with the things that I'm kind of hearing within the community. And so I thought I'd do a little video today and talk about labels and say that if you are looking for a label with a definition that you can apply to yourself so that in your brain you can go, oh, that's what I am. That makes perfect sense. I'll do more reading about this, more research about that. Then what you're doing is you're looking for a label to assist you on your path and your journey. On the other hand, if you're looking to kind of apply labels to yourself like badges to a jacket, it might be worth asking yourself why. And I was watching a couple of videos and reading some blogs just lately, and there was a particular person on there. She's written a couple of books, and she is a Christo pagan born indigo child originating starseed. And I'm sure she is all those things, but do we really need all those things? Because to me, it ended up kind of feeling like she was desperate to apply labels to herself so that she wasn't going to offend any one community or the other. And I think the conclusion that I've come to with my little bit of label research is that we shouldn't worry about offending other communities, because other communities shouldn't be offended by us if we're all just trying to help heal humanity, raise the vibration of the planet, and move along our own path in our own good time. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind waffle this week, and I am still developing this kind of theory. We'll call it a theory. And I appreciate that it may rattle cages. So that is my quick breakdown on indigos and starseeds and witches and Wiccans and all the lovely little things that we like to apply to ourselves. If you've got any kind of questions or anything you'd like to say, or even if you want to come and give me a poke, do leave comments down below. Take care, everyone. I think I have been perhaps watching too much news this week, too much political coverage, both UK and US. It's been a fun week, isn't it? And I think it's kind of made me look at how the political energy of the world at the moment is really seeping inside of all our little communities. So take care, and I will speak to you all soon. Bright blessings, lovely people.